morning. We're going to begin our service here with our corporate prayer confession. Riley, there you go. You can put that up there. Let's take a look at what the Lord has for us today to corporately confess and individually bring before Him. Our prayer of confession today says, Almighty and most merciful Father, have mercy upon us, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out our transgressions, wash us thoroughly from our iniquities, and cleanse us from our sins. Against you and only you have we sinned and done evil in your sight. Sound familiar? King David, Psalm 51. Of course, he wrote this, we're told, by the Word of God, after his conviction for committing adultery and committing murder. But that phrase there is what we want to focus on today. Against you and you only have we sinned. Did he only sin against God? I mean, David had certainly sinned horribly against Bathsheba and Uriah, their whole family, and he was king. So in many ways, he sinned against the whole nation of Israel, didn't he? But David understands that sin is ultimately and foremost an offense against God. Because God is the judge of heaven and earth. All sin is defined in terms of transgressing God's law. And it's an offense against His holiness. And here, and as we see in Psalm 51, David, he knows that and he acknowledges that reality. When we read that, we can think, is David minimizing the harm he did to Bathsheba and Uriah, the hurt he inflicted upon their family? I don't think he is minimizing it. He's recognizing, though, the ultimacy of his sin is against God. So today, this is just a fresh reminder for us in our sin. We may sin against others, and we do. But ultimately, the reason it's wrong is because our holy God has established a law that transcends time, a law and a truth that stands forever, that defines what's right and wrong. And so when we sin, and when we know we sin, or when we're convicted, our minds can often quickly jump to the temporal consequences, right? Will I get caught? Will I get in trouble now? Or how much trouble will I get in? Will this person that I sinned against be mad at me? Will it hurt our relationship? Those are important thoughts, but it's ultimately not where our mind should go right away. Sort of to the personal consequences that we'll face. Because yes, we sinned against someone else and very possibly hurt them, but it wasn't actually their law that we broke, was it? It wasn't their truth that they established that we transgressed, was it? It was an authority much, much higher. We did evil in God's sight. And so the righteous, faith-driven response to our sin will be a godly sorrow that is humbled foremost because we broke the law of our God, and also for the hurt we inflicted upon another. One last thought. Often in our conviction over sin, we'll often hang our heads down in despair. And that conviction or contrition is likely due to the humble state that sin brought. Sometimes we even feel ashamed for sinning against our loving God. And may the holy conviction of God do its work. Amen. We need that. But we cannot remain in despair forever. Because shame and guilt is not actually who we are, is it? That doesn't define us. That's not our name. No, we are actually called children of the promise, right? We are those that were set free from condemnation. And the truth is, upon the conviction of sin, we should be humbled, but then we should lift our heads And remember the one who's established the truth, who preserves his law, who gave us eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to be quickened and transformed more and more into him, his image. So when we sin, we must respond rightly. We must recognize the gravity of our transgression against the holy God who saved us, who sustains us, who loves us, and who's building us every day into his image that we may glorify him. So as we go into our time of confession, let us grow mature in faith and take upon rightly the conviction of sin. May we look up to the cleansing, forgiving, redemptive work of Christ and praise our God for it. Amen. Well, if you're willing and able, please kneel with me. And we're going to say together our prayer of confession. Almighty and most merciful Father, have mercy upon us, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquities and cleanse us from our sins. Against you and you only have we sinned and done evil in your sight. Purge us with hyssop and we shall be clean. Wash us and we shall be whiter than snow. Make us to hear joy and gladness. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within us. Restore to us the joy of your salvation. O Lord, open our lips and our mouths will show forth your praise. Receive our confession, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.